the end of Yerideya, they quote the opinion of the Urza Ruach that there are really two different Yomim Tovim. What we call Pesach is in Chumash is called Chag HaMatzot. And on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, that's called Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach is the Yom Tov when you bring the Korban Pesach. Hakrovas HaPesach. That's Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos. What we call Pesach, that's really in Chumash, that's called Chag HaMatzot when you eat the Matzot. So what is this, what's the significance of this? There's only one point that in the Bi'ur HaGro there, that if you look in Parshas Emor, by the Moyadois, so lists off all the Yomim Tovim, so lists off Babas of the Chodesh HaRishon is Chag HaPesach. And the Chamishasa is Chag HaMatzot. It's listed off Chag HaPesach, it's listed off of my Nafkemina. So the Yor Zeruah says that it's Mevatel Avelus. If one is in the middle of Shiva Rachmon Eletzlan, and it comes Eres Pesach after Chatzai, so that terminates the Shiva. Or if one is in the middle of Shloshim, and it comes Eres Pesach after Chatzai, so that terminates the Shloshim. Even though the Achreinim point out, even though the Tosfos and Zvachim says the Feirish, not so, this is all from the Yor Zeruah. As well as from one of the later Bali Yatosis. Even though the Bali Yatosis that we have in Zvachim and Dav Kuk says the Seirish Natsa, that one observes Avelis even on Erev Pesach Hef Tachatzoi. So now Kredim say that whenever there's a Machlaikas, Halachas B'Ramekel Bo'ovol, even if you have a Yochid L'Gabi Rabim, the Gemara says any Sofi Kolda who you go L'Kula in Hilchus Avelis, it's not necessarily because Avelis is the Rabbanon, and it's a speaker de Rabbanu Lekula. It's not at all identical with speaker de Rabbanu Lekula, even though you have a Yochid Legabi Rabbin, and if it would have been a Din de Rabbanu, you would follow the Rabbin, Lahachmir. Let's say the Yochid, Chomachim Shatemotze Yochid Meiko Verabbi Machmir Mahalochik Zibriya Rabbin, except for Avelis. So it's more than Sofik de Rabbanu Lekula, and it's not at all Tosfos in Erevin quotes from the Tshuvas HaGoyinim, and the Ramban quotes this. The Ramban and the Taras Adam is all about Hilchas Avelus. Ramban was a doctor. He writes all about treating, about delivering babies and taking care of the sick and all the dinim that they get to health. And then he talks about when people die, Hilchas Avelus, Hilchas Kriya, everything. So the Ramban and Hilchas Avelus and the Sefer Taras Adam quotes this Tosfos in Erevin, who quotes B'Shem Tshuvas HaGoyinim, that even if one would assume that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, you still say Halachik the Rameka Bavel. It's not based on the assumption that Avelis is only the Rabbanah, and it's even more of a Seker the Rabbanah Lekula than a regular din of Seker the Rabbanah Lekula. Even Yochid the Gabi Rab. No, it's even if Avelis is the Raisa. Happens that the Ramot Pask in the Shulchan Aruch that all Avelis is the Rabbanah. Even Avelis and Rishon is also the Rabbanah. The Chabad Paskin for the Spartan. The Spartan followed that stock that Avelis Yom Rishon, the first day of Shiva is the Raisa, and the rest of the 6 days is only the Rabbanah. But the Ramah Paskins for Ashkenazim, that all Avelis is the Rabbanah. Anyway, so that's the Kalal in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever there's a Machlekes in Hilchas Avelis, you go to Kula, unless the Moira HaRuah has his own opinion. Unless, let's say, just because there's a Machlekes, based on Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik, means that everyone has to Paskin Lahakel. If you have a Moira HaRuah who's Roy to Paskin Ashailan, he personally feels Lahachner, he has to say Lahachner, he has to say what he thinks the din is. But if the Moira HaRuah doesn't have his own personal opinion, he's just aware that there is a Machlokes HaRishonim, a Machlokes HaAchreinim, or something, a Machlokes HaPaskim, so then Halachik Diram Nekel Bo. So that's why we go Lekula in both directions. Let's say, someone dies and the Kvura takes place on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. If you'll follow the Shita Sorza Ruah, that you don't observe Avelis, it's like Kovres Mesa Beregel, like if there'll be a Levi and Chalamoyt, you have to wait till after Yom Tov to begin the Shiva, and then you have to observe the whole Shiva. You count the last day, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias counts as the first day of Shiva, even though one doesn't observe anything. And then they have to observe another 6 days after Yom Tov is over. So if one is Kovres Mesa, if there's a Kvura and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so we don't say like that. You don't say you have to wait to begin the Shiva after Yom Tov is over. We go to Hakel to say, let them observe Avelis now. And then when it comes Pesach, Pesach will cancel the Shiva. But if one began Shiva before, and it comes there Pesach after Chatzos, so we go to Hakel like the Ozer Ruah. You say, Halach Divan Mekel Bobel, that there Pesach after Chatzos terminates the Avelis.
So Yom Tov will terminate the Shloshim, or like that, if that happens here.
No, Yom Tov will not terminate Shloshim. Let's say, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, the last parak Moed Katan, someone dies, let's say, before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah terminates Shiva and Yom Kippur terminates Shloshim. Someone dies in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur terminates Shiva and Sukkot terminates Shloshim. But someone dies before Sukkot. So, and Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'snei asma. So you don't say that Sukkot terminates Shiva and Shmini Atzeres terminates Shloshim. There was no pause in between. Whatever the Hezber is, that's what it says b'feirish in the Gemara. And the Rishonim pointed out that you don't say that Sukkot cancels the Shiva and the Shmini Atzeres cancels the Shloshim. So here also you have these two Yom Tovim back to back. So the Erev Pesach after Chatzos cancels the Shiva. Now you don't say that the Pesach cancels the Shloshim. Pesach is Oilu for 7 days?
Yeah.
Pesach counts for 7 days of the Shloshim? Okay. The Erev Pesach, it counts for Shiva. That's the finish with Shiva. And that Pesach counts for another 7 days, is 14. And then the last day of Pesach is 15. And then one has to observe another 15 days, another 14 and a half days after Pesach is over. Yeah. So the, this idea that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the Yontif, that's because that's the Zman of HaKrovet Korban Pesach. The Gemara has, there's a Machloikas. A din in Avelis, even if Avelis Yom Rishon is their right, they still go Lahakal. Right, so there must be a Pasuk in Chumash. So the Ramban and the Torah Sodom write the Pasuk. The Achroidim didn't have access to the Ramban, so they had to rediscover the same Pasuk, and they did. The Mishkan Es Yankis was Mechaven El Emes. He rediscovered the same Pasuk. The Torah Kohanim has a drush on a Pasuk that the Koyin is only mitame lo'ovi v'leim alach alachot. So the Koyin is not allowed to be mitame l'meis unless it's one of the seven relatives. So the Gemara says, the mother, you know for sure who the mother is. She gave birth to the baby. The father, you also know, not the same, to the same extent as the mother, you know based on a raiv that that's the father. So the Torah Kohanim darshan from the Pasuk that the only time the Koyin is mitame to the Zion Kraivim is when it's a vadai. Like the mother is a vadai and the father is a vadai based on a raiv. If you have a vados, but if it's a suffake, if it's a brother or not, sometimes a woman remarried and she has a baby soon after remarrying. You don't know whether it's a child of the first husband, child of the second husband. So the Torah Kohanim says that in such a case, the Kohen is not mitame, because he's only mitame ala vada, he's not mitame ala suffik. So the Mishkan Es Yankif and the Ramban write that that pasuk is the mocker for this din. That whenever there's a suffik in Avelis, you go lakula. Because the whole mitzvah of Avelis is based on the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim. The Halacha, the Rambam writes, Kama Hamura hi mitzvah Avelis, Shari Nitchis Niponecho Isa Tumas Kohanim. The fact that the Kohen is Mechuyah for the Mitami to design Kroivim, that itself is a Nihug Avelis. That's because participating in the Levaya constitutes a Chelek of the Nihug Avelis. So if you have a passage that says that if it's a Sofek, if there's any suffix involved, the Kohen is not mitami to design Kraven, he's not sure whether that's his brother. So that means if there's any suffix called the Hutzah, there's no Neo Gavelis on the level of their Reis. Right. That's what they say. Even if Avelis is their Reis, based on the Kosuk of Tumas Kohanim, is the mitzvah of Lo Yitamo is the marker for mitzvahs Avelis. So still, whenever there's a suffix, there's no Chiyav to be Noe Gavelis.
What would be the difference if it's the Reis of the Rebbe?
Here, no, here you do go the kula. That's not
the
only one.
Else.
Good question. What would be the difference? Very good question. The Rishayim talk about that obscure difference. It's kind of halacha ma'aseh. Bottom line, there's no difference. Bottom line, there's no difference. But theoretically, there should have been differences. But bottom line, they have all the gemaras with the. This Gemara says you go to Kula, this Gemara says you go to Chumra. So however you'll interpret it, these Rishonim will give one interpretation, they'll give the other. But in Shulchan Aruch, there's no difference halacha l'maaseh. What am I talking? Of course there's a difference. The difference is the following. Let's say the eighth day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, or Simchat Torah, the ninth day of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz, someone dies and is buried on the same day. So the Simchas Yontif on Yontif Shemesh Al Golias is only the Rabbanim. The question is whether the Avelis Yom Rishon, whether the Neog Avelis is the Raisa or the Rabbanim. So the Mechaba holds that the Avelis is the Raisa. So therefore, the Oval has to observe Avelis Yom Rishon. Ait Yontif? No, it's only a Yontif and the Rabbanim. And there's a Chiv Avelis Menatar. So one has to observe the Avelis the Raisa. And the Ramah says, no, that we don't, that's from the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and the Rif, and the Rambam, all the Chachmei Sfarad, they all follow this Halachas Gedolos. And the Ramah says, we follow the Baal HaTesis, that all Avelis is the Rabbanon. But since it's Yontav Sheni Shel Goliath, the last day Yontav is a Yontav the Rabbanon, that cancels the Avelis the Rabbanon. That's also not a valid Nafkamina. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Machlech, the Mechab and the Ramah. If someone dies and is buried on the very last day, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliath, on the 8th day of Pesach and the 9th day of Sukkot, there's one of the Zeva Avelis, Yom Rishon Derech. So the Halachas Gedolos says this comment. He says, this judgment that you made from the Gemara that Simchas Yantav is an essay of the Tzibur, and Avelis is an essay of the Yochid, so the mitzvah of the Tzibur takes precedence over the mitzvah of the Yochid. That's only if they're both on the same level. Either if they're both Deraisa, they're both Derabbanan. But if one is Deraisa and one is Derabbanan, shouldn't it be obvious that the Din Deraisa should take precedence over the Din Derabbanan? The Tosfos says not so obvious. So he's just not so convinced that that hanocha, that that premise is obvious.
If they're both the Rabbanon, then the Gemara is right.
Then what do you say to the Gemara? Simchas Yom Tov.
But what you're saying you do, you want.
As if you hold it.
Count is the first day.
Because it's only a speck of the Yom. Maybe Yom Tov, maybe Chol. So maybe it's cold and it counts as the first day of Avelis, yeah. So Erev Pesach Heftach Hatzois is considered a Yontif Zerais. It's listed in Parshas Amor, together with all the Moados, and we pass in the Shulchan Aruch like this, or Zerua, that it's even Deich Avelis. That is this man L'chatchila for the Hakrova of Korban Pesach. What if it is Yevet, somebody will bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, and Erev Pesach in the morning, will it be Yotzei? So the Gemara in Arvid Tzochim on Kuf Chesom at Aleph refers to a Machlokes Hatanoim in Zvochim. It says in Zvochim Daf Yud Aleph on the base. There is a Machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Beseira. The first Mishnah in Zvochim writes the following din. Let's say you bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and this is a korban Shlomim, and the Kohen decides, what's for a Shlomim? The band was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegek. He has to bring a Chatos. I don't care that he tells me that these are shlomim. I'm deciding I'm going to bring in a zachatos. Or he brings a carbon oil, and the kohen decides, what kind of carbon oil? You should bring in as a shlomim. The kohen starts balabatavim. The balabas comes, he tells him what the carbon is, and the kohen says, no, you have to bring an osham. Well, what do you mean? What do you bring an oil for? A present. First you need a kapara, then we'll talk about giving the rabban shalom presents. He's not interested in your matanis before you get a kapara. So that's called the shinui kodesh. That's how we paskin. If the kohen made a mistake, he thought that it was an oshem. He thought that it was a chatos. That's not called, that's akira betois. That doesn't count. But if the kohen knows, the balabas tells him this is an oil or a shlomim, and the kohen says, what kind of oil or shlomim? You need a kapora first. I'm going to bring this l'shem oshem or l'shem chatos, and then we'll worry. Then we'll think about giving matonis of oil or shlomim. So if the kohen knows what the nature of the carbon is, and he's oike the carbon, he just says, I want to do the avodah l'shem a different carbon. So that's called shina kodesh. So what's the din if you bring a carbon with the shina kodesh? So the carbon is kosher. But it's like all the lebailim l'shem chayva. The balabos had taken an eder, harei like to bring an oila, harei like to bring a shlomim, and he brings it to the Beit HaMikdash. And the kohen is a wise guy. He starts balabatim. He says, no, I'm not going to bring it as an oila. I'm going to bring it as an osham. I'm going to bring it as a chato. So the carbon likes a kosher carbon. It doesn't switch to become, you can't switch the Kedusha Sakarb. It's going to remain an oil or a shlomim, whatever the balabos, whatever the balakarbon designated it as. But he won't be yoy to his nether. He's not the oil of the balim l'shem chayva, and the coin is another mamazik, and he has to pay. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Baba Kama says, Hamafagel. If the coin passes up my carbon and he makes me obligated to bring another carbon, so he has to pay for the fact that I have to bring another carbon. What kind of a wise guy? He's an Adam Amazi. Okay, so the Mishnah talks about the detail. Let's say if he shechts it, before, the Shechita is always the same. The Shechita in the Kabbalah is always the same. So what does he do about the Zrikas Adam? So you gotta look in the Mishnah. So if he's gonna do the Zrik in the wrong place, sometimes it won't even be kosher. And sometimes it will be kosher, but the Eved. The Mishnah is talking about that. What if he did the Zrik Shalom Komo? Sometimes the Eved is kosher, sometimes not. So the Mishnah has, the first Mishnah in Zvachim writes that Aloche, that if you shecht a korban with a Shina Kodesh, the Bala korban tells me it's an Oyla Rishlamim, and I decide, I'm the Kohen, I decide, no, I want to bring it as something else, other than that. So the korban remains kosher, but Loyola Labailim Lashem Chayba. There are two exceptions to the rule. HaPesach VaHachatos, that if you shecht it, Lashem a different korban, then the whole thing is possible. Then if you realize, in advance, you're not allowed to continue to be Zerik the Dam, you're not allowed to be Makta the Emurim, you're not allowed to eat the flesh. The whole carbon becomes possible by Chatos and by carbon Pesach, because he did a Shinui Baila, a Shinui Kodesh. Because he had in mind to switch the Kedushin. But then the Mishnah continues to say, by Med Dvar Mamurim, that a carbon Pesach, if I shecht the shame Shlomim, the shame Chatos, or the shame Oila, or the shame Osham, that the whole carbon becomes possible. That's only if it's Erev Pesach. So, Korban Pesach, and Erev Pesach, if you shecht the Lashem something else other than Korban Pesach, then the whole Korban is possible. What if I have a Korban Pesach on Purim? I set aside a Korban Pesach, and I'm waiting till it's going to come Pesach. On Korban Pesach, the day before Erev Pesach, the week before Pesach. And he shecht it Lashem Chatos or Lashem Oshem. So the Gemara says, we have a halacha that a Korban Pesach, Kol Yemei Hashana, all year long, a Korban Pesach has the status of a Shlomim. Korban Pesach, Haner Pesach, Hefta Chatzos has the din of a Korban Pesach. Any other time, a Korban Pesach before this man or after this man slips in automatically to become a Shlom. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim, one of its Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah, Erev Pesach before Chatzos is not yet this man, Pesach HaPesach. So that's like a Pesach, Vishay Yemois HaShon, it's a Shlomim. And a shlomim l'shem osham is kosher. Only a pesach l'shem osham is possible. A pesach with the shina kodesh is possible. But a pesach, pesach before chatzos, pesach before chatzos is called a pesach b'shai mois hashana, and a shina kodesh doesn't pass it because it's a dina kishlomim. And the Rambam doesn't pass him. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yeshua. We pass him like Ben Bisera. The Tana Ben Bisera, that's what the Gemara quotes over here, Kuf Chesam, and all 10 lines from the top. Ben Bisera says, a Pesach shel shochto kodem chatzos, an erev Pesach l'shem something else with the shinui kodesh is also possible. Why? But the Chumash says you have to shecht the kodem Pesach, erev Pesach after chatzos, kodem chatzos. Rabbi Shua should be right. So the Gemara has two ways to understand Ben Bisera. The one way to understand is what our Gemara quotes: Om mach shehoy Ben Bisera be Pesach shel shochto shachos b'avos of the Shmoy. That the lich atchilu, the more correct man to bring the korban pesach is the afternoon after chatzos. But the yevid, if he brought it before chatzos, is also kosher. Is also kosher. The Rambam does not pass. The Rambam paskins like Ben Bisera, but he doesn't paskin like that. The Rambam paskins if you're bringing the korban pesach in the morning on erev pesach, it's no good. So what's taka the pshat? Why is it that if you shecht the korban pesach on erev pesach before chatzos, l'shem a different korban? Why does the Shini Kodesh Pasul? It's not a Pesach, it's a Shlomim. So the Gemara there in Zvachim gives a different Hezbollah. We don't accept this Hezbollah in Ben Bisera. We pass like Ben Bisera. So we don't accept this Hezbollah. We accept the other Hezbollah, the Gemara says. That theoretically, the Zman Shchitas HaPesach begins the morning of Erev Pesach. The Zman Chiyuv HaKorban is not always identical with the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. The obligation to bring the Korban Pesach, Ben Bisera holds, doesn't begin at Chatzos. The chiyuv to bring the korban pesach begins at the crack of dawn in the morning. And nonetheless, the time to actually bring the korban b'poel mamish is only after chatzos. So Ben Bisera holds, since the chiyuv already began in the morning, so it's already called the korban pesach. The day before erev pesach, there isn't even a chiyuv, so it's not even called the korban pesach. But in the morning, it is called the korban pesach. So the gemara here, what is it? What is the gemara bringing here? It's not zvachim. Gemara brings it here. Because the Mishnah says, Erev Pesach, Samach leMincha. Samach means half an hour before the Zman Mincha. You're not allowed to eat a meal. To have a little nibble, to have an apple, a little nosh is okay. But you're not allowed to have a real meal that's going to be filling. So the Gemara is not sure. Samach leMincha means Mincha, Gedoy leMincha Ktana. Mincha Gedoyle is a half an hour after Chatzos. Chatzos, let's say, would normally be 12 o'clock to 12:30. Now Chatzos is 1 o'clock, so half an hour after Chatzos, Mincha Gedoyle is 1:30. So Samach LeMincha would be 1 o'clock, or 12 o'clock. If you wouldn't change the clock, it would be Chatzos. It's a half an hour before Mincha Gedoyle. Mincha Ketana is later. Mincha Ketana is later. Mincha Ketana is
3:30.
3 hours before the end of the day.
Divide it in half. In half. Clock a month.
What?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours before the shtiyah is the zman of mincha ktana. That's the preferable time to daven mincha. Is the mincha ktana. So samach mincha ktana would be half an hour before, 2.5, would be 3 hours before. Would be 3 hours before the shkia. So the Gemara is not sure how to read the Mishnah when it says you're not allowed to eat a meal samach lemincha on Erev Pesach. Which mincha is it here? The Gemara has the suffix, the last two lines on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. Boy lahu, they're not sure what the pshat in the Mishnah is. Doesn't mean samach lemincha gdoilot kanan. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to eat a meal on Erev Pesach starting from 12 o'clock or now 1 o'clock. Half an hour before Mincha Gedoyla, or does mean Samach of Mincha Ketan? Mincha Ketan is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. Samach half an hour before means 3 hours before. What's the suffix? The Gemara is not sure. Is it Samach of Mincha Gedoyla Tanan? You shouldn't eat from Chatzos on because that's the Zman for Shechitas HaPesach, and we want to make sure that if people are going to eat a whole meal, let's say the person can eat a whole meal. And then he'll want some dessert, and then he'll start looking through the freezer and have another nibble, and take another nash and eat some more, and he'll forget about bringing the whole Korban Pesach. So even though Bizman said there is no Korban Pesach, so maybe once they instituted the din, so the din remains. So the Gemara is not sure. Is the mit pshat in the minstrel, stomach, the mincha gdoy latanan, umishum pesach? We're afraid that the person will be so involved in eating, he'll forget to bring the Korban Pesach. Or perhaps the pshat is, I dilma, Samach l'mincha ktana tanan, umishum matzo, because we're afraid if he's going to eat a whole meal late in the afternoon, he won't be eating l'teyovim. We want that he should eat the matzo l'teyovim. Eat the matzo l'teyovim, that's a hidden mitzvah. No, and if he doesn't eat the matzo l'teyovim, the ultimate hidden mitzvah, so he makes the whole world crazy. You tell everybody they're not, so the Gemara doesn't say, because we want that he should eat the matzah l'teyavim. The Gemara says we want that he shouldn't eat the matzah achila gasa. That's what Tosis points out. There are different madrigas. The second Tosis points out on Kuv Zayin on the base. There are different levels of achila gasa. If a person ate so much that he's ready to plot, and then if he's going to eat some more, he's just going to be forcing it down his throat. He has absolutely no desire to eat at all. Then it's achila gasa lavshma achila. Then he's talking not yet to the mitzvah of matzah. He's not yet to the mitzvah of korban pesach. Now, any mitzvah of achila, if you eat it, such an achila gasa, is lavshma achila. Tosis quotes a gemara. Tosis quotes a gemara that if you eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv. Achila gasa doesn't count. The prohibition against eating on Yom Kippur only applies if you do achila. If you eat achila gasa, doesn't count. And the gemara, that's the gemara in Yuma daf pei, that Tosis quotes. And on that daf, the gemara quotes, you shouldn't think that it's only a din on Yom Kippur. You can say kol hanefesh shalosa une, it's prohibition against eating on Yom Kippur because it has to do with inui. But if he's stuffing the food down his throat, that's not really a violation of inui. He doesn't enjoy eating the food, so you can say that's not a violation. No. Tosis understands the Gemara there, and Yuma Daf Pei quotes another din, that if a czar eats truma, a czar is not permitted to eat truma. If a czar eats truma, it's an oinish misa b'dei shamayim. If he eats a demezit. What if his Ari's Truma of the Shoigig? So he needs a kapara for having violated an Avera, that if he would have done it, the Mezah would have been Nisa B'dei Shammai. So the kapara is accomplished, the kapara is gained by giving Ker Mechomish. Says Mechomish has to give Ker Mechomish. So the Gemara says there in Yuma, that daf, what if the Zari's Truma of the Shoigig? Achila Gasa. He ate, he's so stuffed, and then someone insists he should eat this Truma, and he doesn't realize that it's Truma. And he shoves it down his throat, he stuffs it down, and he has absolutely no hanoah whatsoever. So the Gemara says, there's no misa b'dei shamayim if he would eat it in Meza, therefore there's no need for the kapara. He doesn't have to give kerem chaymish. He's not b'chayim kerem chaymish, doesn't need a kapara. So if the Gemara has the din both with respect to Yom Kippur and with respect to Zar Shachat Shuma B'Mezid B'Shoigeg, it sounds like it's a universal din of Kol HaTarkula. So that's how Tosfos understands over here also. The Gemara is concerned, we don't want you to eat a meal, to have a snack, a little tima b'yalma. The Gemara says, just to have a little a nash. That's okay. Even in Amin Chalamayla. But to have a whole meal, that you're not permitted to do, because we're concerned, maybe he'll be so full, that when it's time to eat the matzah, he won't have absolutely any cheshik whatsoever. And not only will it not be the hidden mitzvah of eating matzah the teyoven, it may turn out that he's mamish not yaitzah the mitzvah. It'll be an achilah gassi, won't be yaitzah at all. The Rambam shita does not seem to coincide with Tosfos. The Rambam never writes like that, that achilah gassi is a din kol ha-tarakula. The Rambam only quotes those two dinim. He says it seems to hold that it's a local din in Hilchas Yom Kippur, because it's a din of loisu une. If a person stuffs some food down, achilah gassi, it's not considered a violation of Inoy, and it's a local din in Hilchas Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezid and B'Shoigeg. Because the prohibition of the Zar Shachal Truma is that he's Mevatlit B'Mitzvah. The Truma should have really been eaten by the Kohanim. So if a non-Kohen eats the Truma, he's being Mevatl the Mitzvah of the Truma. Mitzvah Shalat Truma is Leheyachal HaKohanim. So the Mitzvah is that the Kohanim should eat it, not in a fashion of Achila Gassa. So if a Zar will eat it, in a fashion of achila gasa, he's not really mevatlet mitzvah, because if the kohen would have done it like that, the kohen wouldn't have been yotze in the mitzvah. Because the truma is supposed to be eaten, l'moshcha l'gdula k'derech sham lochem ochem. So that's how the Keren Orah says the Rambam is mashma that he doesn't agree with Tosfos. The Rambam is mashma that he holds that this halacha of achila gasa is not a din and call a terakula, that there's no, never a shame achila and achila gasa. The Rambam seems to hold it's only a local din in Yom Kippur. It's not a violation of the Inui. And it's a local din, Hilcha Zar Shachal Truma, the Mezid of the Shege. That it's not considered Bitl Mitzvah. So again, so the Gemara is not sure over here how to read the Mishnah. Is it also to have a meal, to have a full meal, from Chatzaisan, because you have to, we don't want you to eat the meal, because you may get so involved in eating, you forget to bring the Korban Pesach? Or is it nothing to do? He has a whole afternoon. What Shach is going to forget about the Korban Pesach? Gemara says, no, we don't want him to eat the last 3 hours, Samach and Mincha Ktana Lamaila. Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before the Shkir. Samach is 1/2 hour before. The 3 hours before the Shkir, we don't want him to eat, because we're afraid he won't eat the matzah, l'teyoven and halidat achila agas. So here the Gemara on Kuf Chesam and Aleph that felt Amaisa, Rav Sheshes, was an Amari, he didn't even eat breakfast. Didn't eat breakfast. The only topic we're not sure is, Mincha Ktana, Mincha Ktana. You can't daven mincha. You can see them daven mincha.
Too late.
Late. Well, he's davening yesterday's mincha. What's breakfast? He didn't eat breakfast. That's not mincha. That's not mincha ktana. So the Gemara.
He was a pchor.
Oh, so that's what they're shining at. Why don't they just say he was a pchor? What, yeah. You never heard of time is pchor? No one fasts. No, everybody goes to see him. Nobody fasts time is fast. I don't know. The Rishonim talk about that. Why did they just say he was a pchor? So the Gemara finally gives the pshat. The Gemara finally answers, Taisa is a kasha. Why don't they say it was a pchor? So the Gemara finally gives the pshat. Rav Sheshes was a mafunik, he was an istanist, and if he would have
breakfast,
Cheerios for breakfast, he wouldn't have an appetite for the matzah at night. That would kill his whole appetite, he wouldn't eat. Let's say, Yovin, it'll be achila gas. That's the final pshat. But first, the Gemara thought a whole concoction of a pshat. That the halacha is like Ben Besera in the Mishnah in Zvachim Adaf Yudala from the base. That if you bring a Korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach in the morning, with a Shinui Kodesh, it's possible. Aye, but it's not the Zman of Akrabas Korban Pesach. So it must be that Ben Besera holds that B'dievet is the Zman. Even though the Chatzchila more correct is to bring the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, but B'dievet Ben Besera holds if you bring it in the morning, it'll also be kosher. The Rambam does not pass like that. The Rambam passes like Ben Besera, that if you make a Shinui Kodesh on the Korban Pesach in the morning, of Erev Pesach is possible. But if you bring a Korban Pesach in the morning, you're not yet. Just the word is that it's the Zman Chiyuv HaKorban. The Chiyuv Korban Pesach begins in the morning, but the Kiyum, the Zman of the Kiyum HaMitzvah is only in the afternoon. It's not in the morning. But the Gemara thought here, in order to explain Rav Sheshes, they didn't realize that it's in Gansan a different shot. It's because Rav Sheshes was an Istanist, and if he's going to eat breakfast, this will kill his appetite for the night after. So originally they thought it must be that Ben Viseira, must be that Rav Sheshes holds like Ben Viseira, with the alternate pshat, the mach shahayy ben b'ser b'pesach shoshchot the shachar zvav b'asel l'shmai, If he would bring the Korban Pesach, it would be kosher. So the, he holds, Sobmach Lemincha Gedoy Lotanan. He's not allowed to eat a meal once it's a year, the Zman of Korban Pesach. And he holds not only the Zman of Hakrovas Korban Pesach, the Zman of the Chiyuv Korban Pesach. You have to, you're not allowed to eat a meal from the time that the Zman Achiyuv sets in, which is the crack of dawn. Early in the morning already. You're ready, Mukhiyev, to bring the Korban Pesach. Then the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. And the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, no, because it was an istinus, he was a mafunik, and it'll ruin his appetite. So that's how we pass on Allah. We pass on like Ben Beseire, regarding the din of Shinoi Kodesh on the Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach in the morning, it's not considered a Pesach Vashai Mois Hashana. That's called a Pesach Dizmanoi. Erev Pesach in the morning is called Zmanoi, because it's the Zman of the Chiyav of the Korban Pesach. But if you bring the Korban Pesach, then it'll be possible. You can only be out to the mitzvah if you bring the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. Erev Pesach in the afternoon is also the Zman of Minatoyra, the Zman of Yisra Achila of Chomet. All the Mishnah say that from Erev Pesach, Chatzoysan, there's an Yisra Deraisa to eat Chomet. The Tanoim have a machlokes though, whether it's only an Yisra Esay or it's an Yisra Lav. What's an Afkamina? Will you get Malkus or not? If you eat chametz on Erev Pesach, if you eat chametz on Pesach, of course there's a lav. It's sukkah, you're not allowed to eat chametz. So you get malchus. But if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach, that's the machlokes hatanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. That's on the chav ches amin aleph, going over to chav ches amin beis. So there's certainly an Issa essay of Tashbisu. It says, ach v'yom rishon Tashbisu tormi batechem. And the Gemara says, ach implies chilek, you split the day in half. But after chatzos, you have to see to it that you don't have any machlokes. So if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Tosfos points out, for sure you're in violation of the Yisra of Tashbisu. There, for sure there's an Yisra Esther. But the Machlekes HaTanaim here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is there a Lois Esther or not? Do you get Malkus if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? So the Gemara says that there's a double Machlekes here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, the Chumash. The Chumash has three psukim regarding the Isser of Achilas Chomet. The Gemara quotes the three psukim. An Omid Beis. By the time Rabbi Yehuda here, about 15 lines from the top of Chav Chesem Beis, plus a Kroik Zivi. There are three psukim. Two are in Shmois, one is chapter Yud Beis, one is chapter Yud Gimel, and one is Dvarim chapter Tezai. So you have three psukim where it says the same thing, that you're not allowed to eat Chomet. So what do you need three psukim to tell you the same thing? So it must be that the psukim are telling you additional things. So Yehuda says the three psukim tell you the three zmanim. One pasuk goes on eating chametz b'Pesach. One pasuk goes if you eat chametz there Pesach after Chatzos, that's an isa lav deraisa. Not only is there an isa esse of Tashbisa, there's an isa lois esse. And one pasuk goes that isa deraisa eat chametz sha'ova all about Pesach is an isa deraisa. And Rav Shimon denies that. He says it's not true. Chametz sha'ova all about Pesach is only an isa derabbanan. That's how we pass him in the Mishnah, that if a goy has chametz on Pesach, he's not over any Bal Yerub, Bal Yimotze, he's not Jewish, he's not mechuyev to observe more than the Sheva Mitzvah Zerinoyach. So therefore, chametz shel nachri, she'ova all about Pesach, muta bahanor, because there's no penalty. Chametz shel nachri, Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanon. If the owner violated Bal Yerub, but if the owner is a nachri, there's no penalty, so the chametz is muta. Rav Yehuda disagree. According to Rav Yehuda, you can't go into a store after Pesach. You can't go into a Goyish store and buy chametz. So the Jewish shopkeeper, the Jewish grocer who sells chametz to the Goy, what does he accomplish? He accomplishes not even by Yerub, by Matzah, but he can't buy back from the Goy after Pesach and eat it. Chametz that's in existence on Pesach becomes also Leon of Wood, according to Rav Yehuda's opinion. So we all know, we pass on like the Mishnah against Rav Yehuda, we pass on like Rav Shimon. The chametz, the din of chametz she'ova, all of our Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanon if it was owned by a Jew and the Jew was in violation of Bal Yerub by Matzah. The chametz shel nachri she'ova l'va Pesach, we paskin as muta b'achila, you may eat it. So it should follow, in other words, we're paskinning like Reb Shimon, so we should paskin on Erev Pesach, also like Reb Shimon, that whoever eats chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos will not get malchus, only over the essay of Tashbisu. It's not Rav on the love. So it's a Pilei Ploim, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he lists up the Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, the Sefer HaMitzvahs is the outline. That's the introduction to the Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah, he writes, he's just going to spell out all the details of the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. The first thing is, he gives you the listing of all the Mitzvahs, and then he gives you all the details, the whole Mishnah Torah, the detail. Mm-hmm. So the Rambam, from the three Psukim, so the Gemara says, Rav Shimon holds, the lava of eating chametz is only on Pesach. There's no lava er Pesach. There's no lava chametz over about Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says no. There are three lavim. One did Pesach. One er Pesach after Chatzos. One is chametz over about Pesach. So the Rambam splits the psak apella. The Rambam quotes two out of the three lavim. There's a lava to eat chametz did Pesach that's kores. Then there's a lava if he comes the Erev Pesach after Chatzos. There is Malkus, there's a lava, but there's no Kareis. And on Chomet Sha'over Alav Pesach, that's only the Rabbanon, that's a penalty. And if it was owned by a Nachri, there's no penalty. So the Ramban is, how did the Rambam make such a split? Why did the Rambam pass him halfway like Rav Yud and halfway like Rav Shu? So the Pashtus is, the Ramban himself says, the Pashtus is because we have in the Mishnayis in the first Perek and in the beginning of the second Perek, that they made Xero de Rabbanon, not only is it forbidden to eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, they even extended this man an hour before. So does it make sense to make Xero de Rabbanon if the prohibition against eating chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is only an essay? Can you make, it's an Issa deraisa to eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Can you make a gzera de rabbanon if you're afraid? It says, "Mishmartem es mishmarti, asum mishmaris from mishmarti." The first mission in Pirkei Avos says, "Anshek nes hagdol tere, Moshe kibul tere misin masol Yeshua gave it to Anshek nes hagdol." Hey, momish lo shedvart. So one of the major things that they said was, "Asay siog la tere, you have to make harchokis, you have to make a siog." So, and that's based on the pasuk in the Chumash, "Mishmartem," the last pasuk in Parshas Achimoy. Ushmartam es mishmarti, and the Gemara has a drasha in Yivam Zavchav, asum mishmeris le mishmarti. So that pasuk, asum mishmeris le mishmarti, the Prima Godim and the Psicha Kalelos raises the question. We have a kalal, we just learned it in Makkah, the beginning of the third parak. Whenever it says Hisham Pen Vial, is a lois essay. So maybe since it says Ushmartam es mishmarti, asum mishmeris le mishmarti, maybe you only have a right to make a Xera de Rabbanon if you're afraid someone's going to violate a law. If someone's going to violate an essay, maybe you have no right to make Xer de Rabban. So the Prima Godim raises such an issue. Maybe you have no right to make Xer if you're only afraid, if you're only concerned someone's going to violate an Issa Resi. Then after talking, writing, finally discovers an offer in the Taisus and Menachis, Amdav Tamaches, the Taisus says it. Taisus says that that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has a Machleke Satanoim. This man should be Tamigdush HaYakayim. On the first day Chalamay Pesach, they used to bring a Mincha to Oimer. What was accomplished by bringing the Mincha? So, Mincha Saima was brought from Bali. One of the few Karbonis Mincha that's brought from Bali. Bali is like a Michael Behemoth. Usually a Karbon Mincha is from wheat, Michael Adam. So this is one of the few Karbonis that Mincha Soto is also sorry, Michael Behemoth. He also saw Michael Meister Behemoth. So the Mincha HaOmer is from Sorim, from Bali. So the Halacha says, any new grain that grew since last Pesach may not be eaten, that's the Issa Chodosh, until you makrib the Mincha Soima. Once they bring Mincha Soima in the Beis HaMikdash, then you're permitted to eat the Tzua Chodosh. The Akrav Soima is Mata the Issa Chodosh all over the world. So the Gemara Menachis has a Machloikis Amaroim. What's the din of Zman Hazeh? This man is that we don't have any mincha toimet, and we're never allowed to eat any chodosh. So the Gemara says, no, the yom itself. Because the pasuk says, lecha v'kolel kamal lo'esochlu, ad etzim hayayim hazeh, ad haviyachem esayim atnufa. So the Gemara says, which is it? Is it ad haviyachem esayim atnufa, till they actually bring the mincha toimet? Or is it ad etzim hayayim hazeh, ad itzum shal yom? Itzum shal yom is the daytime part of the day. So the Gemara says that both emes, this man should be some migdash hoyekayim when you have a mincha soimer, it's not haviyachim till you makrib the mincha soimer. This man should be some migdash kayim, it's the tzum shal yom is mater. And the Gemara has a discussion, what does it mean it's tzum shal yom? Chilas hayom or sof hayom? Ad v'yad v'chlal, or ad v'loy ad v'chlal. So that's a vayta machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara has the following shayla, this man should be some migdash hoyekayim, somebody will eat chodosh, after Alos HaShachar, before HaKrovas Mincha Sa'oimer. Is he like it? He did wrong. You're not allowed to. You're not supposed to eat the Chodesh until you bring the Mincha Sa'oimer. So you say that there's a Lois essay? Means that the Lav, Lech HaVakol V'Kamal, Lois Seichlu. You're not allowed to eat. It's a Lav if you eat Chodesh. The Lav applies up until the time of HaKrovas Mincha Sa'oimer. Or maybe not. Maybe the Lav disappears at Alos HaShachar. And there's only an essay on Haviyachem Esayim Atzlufa. Maybe it's only an Isser essay to eat Kodosh before Hakrobis Min Chasoyim. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokes. Machlokes Amaroyim, what's the din? This man should say, Samigdash Arikayim, somebody will eat Kodosh in between Heir HaMizrach of Tez Zayin Nisan, the first day Chalamay Pesach, and the actual Hakrobis Min Chasoyim. So the Gemara says, Toshma, it says in the Mishnah that in Yerushalayim they used to have merchants selling the Tzvua Chadosha all over the place before the Minchas Omer was brought, and it says that it was Shaloi B'Tzayin Chachamim. It was against the wishes of the Rabbonim, because we make a Gzerah, Shema Yoichal. You're selling food that you're not, I'm not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to eat. What kind of business is that? You're not allowed to handle with food that's also Bachila. It's edible, so how can you handle with food that you're not allowed to eat? So the Gemara says, Bishleim, if you hold that there's a lav, if you eat the Chodosh, you arrive on a lav before Minchas Omer is brought, then I understand why the Mishnah says they made Gzeira the Rabbanim. But if you're going to tell me the lav goes off at Heir HaMizrach, Ad Etzem HaYom Hazeh removes the lav. Loistach, lech v'kol kama, loistach lo Ad Etzem HaYom Hazeh, the lav is off. Ad HaViyachim is only an Isser Esei. So because of an Isser Esei, you have a right to make Gzeira the Rabbanim. So the Gemara brings this as a raya that it's a lav. That the lav remains until you actually bring the Minchas Omer. So why is that a hechrach? The Tosis just adds on Poshe Pshat in the Gemara. You see from this Gemara that the Chachamim only have the right to make Gzeira the Rabbanon if they're afraid someone's going to over a lav. If you're only afraid someone's going to be over an essay, they have no right to make Gzeira the Rabbanon.
Before that day in the focus,
You get the impression from the Mishnah that before the merchants also knew that it's not right. The merchants didn't sell before.
And you had the lav.
Because there was a lav then, right. So that they never sold, yeah.
The lav then, the shaila, if the lav or an interesting only that morning, or?
Only that morning, yeah.
The day before?
There's a lav.
That's why they had a Gzera. The Gzera wasn't only for the morning of, the week before,
it comes up on the... No, they
laugh at their own... So once they made the Gzera, so they can include even on the Chalamai Pesach in the morning. I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. But this is the way Tesis reads the Gemara. What was the Gemara's Raya? The Gemara says, it must be that there's a laugh if you eat Chodosh the morning of Tezai Nisim before HaKrovish Minchas Omer, there must be a laugh, because if it's only an essay, it doesn't make sense having there. Why not? The Tosfos says that's the Pirush Hamilus in the Gemara, that if you only have an essay, you have the right to make it there. So that's the Shaila over here. It says all the Tanaim say, they just have an argument how early before Chatzos did they introduce Gzeira the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat. Did they introduce Gzeira the Rabbanon 1 hour before Chatzos or 2 hours before Chatzos? We are Machman, we say 2 hours before Chatzos you're not allowed to eat, and 1 hour before Chatzos you're not allowed to get Hanor. But you see for sure that there is a Gzeira. 1 hour, 2 hours, you see that there is a Gzeira the Rabbanon before. So maybe that's the Hechrech of the Rambam. What prompted the Rambam? We know the Rambam is going to pass in Chomesh over all about Pesach is only the Rabbanon. Everybody does Mechivah. Everybody knows Chomesh Shal Nochri. Shavala Pesach is Mutzah Bahano. Mutzah Bachila, Mutzah Bahano. So we know the din is like Reb Shimon. We know the din is like Reb Shimon over there. The Chomesh Shavala Pesach is Mutzah Menatar. It's only awesome at the Rabbanon because of a penalty. And it's only if the Jew owned the chametz and he violated by you. And that's for sure. No one's going to paskin against that. That's a famous din. The Shailas Erev Pesach after Chatzos, should you necessarily paskin like Reb Shimon, that there's no lav then either? It's only an Isser Esei. Or maybe you should paskin like Reb Yudah, that if you eat chametz and Erev Pesach, there's a lav. So maybe this was the Hechrich of the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam was bothered. This is all the Ramban makes this calculation. Maybe the Rambam was bothered. Why did they make Gzeira the Rabbanon 1 hour before Chatzos, 2 hours before Chatzos? They have no right to make Gzeira. If it's only an Isser Esei, it's only an Isser of Tashbisu to eat Chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So do you have the right to make Gzeira the Rabbanon? Shteitoch Hishmartim as Mishmarti? Asum Mishmaris with Mishmarti? Only Hishomer, only if it's a Lois Esei. If you're just worried that people are going to violate an Esei, then it's not right that they make Gzeira the Rabbanon. Maybe that was the Hechrech of the Rambam. Probably, so the Ramban is not happy with that. He thinks that it's probably not correct. Why is it not correct? I talk a Gemara Menachas on Dav Samaches, that you only have a right to make a Gzeira if you're afraid people are going to violate Allah. The truth of the matter in that Gemara, the Shagasariyeh, has a sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Turi Evan, in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. So he talks about that, because Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about the pasuk that says in Sefer Yoshua, when they crossed over the Yarden, and Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, and a month later, in Nisan, so they crossed over the Yarden, and then they celebrated the first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Vayochel me'ablu haaretz mimochez ha-Pesach. So he only ate the Tfuach HaDosho on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Akriv Vayimah v'Hadar Rachel. First they brought the Yoimer, they brought the Minchas Yoimer, and then they were permitted to eat the Chodesh. But before they brought the Minchas Yoimer, they wouldn't eat the Chodesh. So the Turi Evan talks about this Gemara in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, and he raises the possibility when the Gemara says that there's only an essay if you eat the Chodesh after Heira Mizrach, the morning of Tazayin Nissan, before Hakrovas Mincha Sa'omer, the Gemara says maybe there's only an essay. It does mean an Isser essay. It means a mitzvah essay. If you leave Chodesh before Hakrovas Sa'omer, you have failed to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to wait until Ad Haviyachem Sa'im Matnufa. The proper Seder Advarim should be bring the Mincha Sa'omer, and then he chooses to eat whatever he wants. Not that it's an Isser essay. If it would have been an Isser essay in between Heira Mizrach Tezayin Nissen and Hakrovis Minchas Yomer, he could also make a Gzeira de Rabbanon. When the Gemara said you have no right to make a Gzeira de Rabbanon, if all that's involved is an essay, means that all that's involved is a bitla mitzvah essay. Not if there's an Averis Iser essay. An Iser essay is the same as an Iser Lav. The only difference is there's no Malkus. But it's also a Lois essay. So over here, even if you hold that Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there's no Malkus, even if you say that there's no Malkus, but there's still an Iser essay. Tashbisa is an Iser essay. It's not just a Kiyom essay that you should burn the Chometz, you should destroy. It's an Iser essay. So you have a right to make a Gzeira de Rabbanon. So that's not really a Hechret. That's Ramban essay. The fact that the Chachamim, all the Tanoi, made a Gzeira de Rabbanon 1 hour before Chatzos, 2 hours before Chatzos. They made a Gzeira de Rabbanon to extend this man earlier than Chatzos doesn't indicate that there's a Lav after Chatzos. Maybe there's only an Iser essay after Chatzos. And you still have a right to make an obligation, not just make mistakes. So that's what prompted them to make the Gzeira de Rabbanon. What's back to the Hechrich of the Rambam? How did the Rambam know to insist the Paskin to split the Pesach? The Chomet She'ova, all of our Pesach is only the Rabbanon. The Paskin is like Rav Shimon. The Chomet Be'erev Pesach, Efter Chatzai, the Paskin is like Rav Yudha, that there's a Loi Sesa Yanachila. How does he know to split? Maybe it's only an Iser essay. Either made Gzeira de Rabbanon. Now before, you have a right to make Gzeira de Rabbanon, even if you're just concerned that the people are going to violate an Iser essay. It doesn't have to be that you're concerned you're going to violate a Loi Sesa. That's the Shaiva. So the Parsha says the Rambam is still right. He still has a Hechrich. Why do we split between Achila and Hanor? Why do we say that 1 hour before Chatzos is not only Osa B'Achila but the Rabbanon, it's Osa B'Hanor? And 2 hours, the second hour before Chatzos, Osa B'Achila Vuta B'Hanor. So we give the Rabbanon the Balabat to meet the Chometz until 2 hours before Chatzos. So let's say now Chatzos is approximately 1 o'clock, approximately 11 o'clock. Give or take a few minutes. Let's say 11 o'clock is the Yisra Achilas Chometz, but it's still Muta Banor for an hour. So the Rabbanim Fakayf and the Chometz in that hour. Because it's still Muta Banor. Once the Chometz is also Banor, so you're not allowed to sell the Chometz, and even if you sell it, the sale is not valid. It's also... The Yisra to eat Truma only the last hour. Yeah. Only 1 hour. Okay, we'll talk about that soon. We'll have to get to it. But why did they split between Achila and Hanor? Machlokes is Hatanoi. And that's the way we pass it. Also, Achila is 2 hours before. Also, Hanor is only 1 hour before Chatzos. Why were they more machmel legabi Achila than they were machmel legabi Hanor? So the Pashto says, like the Rambam writes, the Rambam says, if a person eats macholos asuros, he gets malchus. What if a person gets Hanor from things that are awesome? Hanor, a person gets Hanor from basav macholos. A person gets Hanor from orlo, from koi hakerem. Muhammad's Bepesach, whatever is also Banor. So the Rambam writes he doesn't get Malkus. Less of an Iser, he doesn't get Malkus. The Rambam says the Iker Iser is the Iser Achiva. So on Iker Iser we give you Malkus. Iser Hanor is a secondary. It's not the Iker Iser, it's like an Iser Tafel. Like you have, we discussed it on different occasions, Lo Sochlo Al Adam. Pasuk says Lo Sochlo Al Adam. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Samachim a list of 6 different interpretations. Lo Sochlo Al Adam. So the Rambam says, yeah,
the world is Surim Daraisa, but you're not like on all of them. You're only like on the one that's Pshut to Shomiko. Whatever is also included in the Yisr, whatever is also included in Gamza Nibla Mapas, is that Lapshe Bechlolis. This is also included, there's no Malkus on that. So the Rambam distinguishes between things that are Rasa Bano, he says, if you do Achila on it, that's the Icarus, and then you get Malkus. If you only get Anor from it, that's a secondary level of an Isan, that you won't get Malkus. Where did the Rambam get the marker for that? The Ramban and the Rashi and Tosfos disagree. The Ramban and Rashi and Tosfos hold something is awesome. No, you get Malkus. If you get Anor, you get Malkus. What's the marker of the Rambam? Other Rabbi, this is the marker from Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, if you ask the Bachila 2 hours before Hatzoy, you only ask the Anor 1 hour before Hatzoy. It's Manishtan Achila from Anor. Okay, could be. Okay. Oh, yes, Shlomo, you can say another Mahala. That since the Yisra Achil is more Chomer than the Yisra Ano Baharaya, that the Rambam holds on Achil, you get Malkus. And I know you don't get Malkus, but that's why it makes sense to be Machmer more on the Yisra Chomer than on the Yisra Kal. The Yisra Ano is not that serious, Baharaya, you don't get Malkus on. The Yisra Achil is more Chomer. They Machmer more on the Yisra Chomer, and you make a little bit on the Yisra Kal. So this is all on the assumption, two assumptions are made. Number one, that on Hanoah there's no Malkus. And number two, that on Achila there is Malkus on Erev Pesach after Hatzot. If you hold that it's only Nisar Esri after Hatzvitu, there's no Malkus for anything. There's no Malkus for Achila, there's no love, there's only an Esri. So the Rambam assumes from the Mishnah that you see two things. Number one, that on Hanoah in general there's no Malkus. Hanoah is a lower level Nisar from Achila. That's where the Rambam got this idea from. The Ramban asks on him, where does it say? It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. The Rambam saw it from this Mishnah in Tzachim. The fact that we're Machma more on Yisr Achila to be Machma 2 hours before, and Hanor we only asked 1 hour before, that itself indicates that Achila is more Chomer than Hanor. Achila gets Malkus and Hanor doesn't get Malkus. And then number two, the Rambam saw from this Mishnah Gufa that there's Malkus and Achila's Chomer and Erev Pesach after Chazaz, halachic Rav Yehuda. Even though we know the din is like Rav Shimon ben Chomer Shehova all of our Pesach, that there is no Yisr Derais, it's only the Rabbanon. Chometz on Erev Pesach, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that there is an Issa Lav. Otherwise, Achila and Hanor, nothing has any Malkus on Erev Pesach. Why more Machmer on Achila than on Hanor? But the Rambam saw in that Mishnah that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach.
So, according to Rav Shimon, you never have Malkus. Not on Achila, not on
Hanor. On Erev Pesach. On Pesach. On Pesach, you get Malkus on Achila. But on Erev Pesach, it's only an essay. On an essay, there's not going to be any Malkus. Rama Pas was half of you to half of Shimon. How did he know to split the stuff? He says the third part that goes on a different day. The Shad, how did the Rambam know to split the Pesach? That's what the Ramban asks. No Tana holds like that. The answer is, that's the Stam Mishnah is like that. Because the Stam Mishnah says, Chemtu shal nachi sha'ova all of our Pesach is muta b'hano. That's like Rav Shimon. The Chomin sha'ova all of our Pesach is not an Issa deraisa. It's only a Knas m'derabbana. So that's Rav Shimon against Rav Yehuda. But Chomin on Erev Pesach that there's Malkus, that's enough in the Mishnah. Yeah. Stam Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says you make a Gzeira Dirabbanan in the morning more for Achila than you do for Hanor. So it must be that Achila gets Malkus and Hanor doesn't get Malkus. The Rambam says it by Basa B'cholav also. Right, right. The Rambam only, from the three Psukim, the Rambam counts two Lavas. One Lav to cook Basa B'cholav, one Lav to eat or to get Hanor from the Basa B'cholav. He combines the second with the third psukim. He says it only counts as one lav in the minyan. This is because of his bug that he has in his head. His idea that you never get Malkus on Hanor. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, but it's three psukim. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik said maybe the Ramban is only disagreeing by Basa B'cholov. So three psukim should be three lav, and maybe the Ramban will agree with the Rambam by Chomeitz. Or by Kloy HaKerem, or by Orla, maybe he'll agree with the Rambam already that there's no Malkus and Hanor, only Achila. But he's asking, perhaps it's only one line in the Sefer HaMitzvos L'Haramban. Maybe the Ramban's cash on the Rambam is only by Basa B'chol, because of the fact you have three psukim, should not show that the three independent lavas. So there should be Malkus Ananot. But that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, even by Basa B'chalav, there's no Malkus Ananot. That's a question whether anything that's awesome on or you lose your... That's a big machlokes in Rishonim, but Yisurah HaNor, a hefker, ain't a shaloi? Oh no, it's ain't a bishusa. It's shaloi, but it's ain't a bishusa, because to be a full violin, the Gemara says you have to have shali, or bishusa. Bishusa means accessibility. That's the thing is also by HaNor, it's totally inaccessible. You can't do anything with it. So that's what the Gemara says. Shnei bar mein a bishusa shalodom, a son ha-kaz ha-kein a bishusa, covet yishay shalotza la-maila, it's ain't a bishusa. So the Tzais writes on that Gemara, ain't a bishusa is not the same as ain't a shalot. Rashi writes on that Gemara, Baba Kama, that's called test on the day, ain't a bishusa, that Rashi ain't a shalot. But the Tzais thinks not so. The Tzais thinks that ain't a bishusa means it is shalot, but it's ain't a bishusa. That's a big machlokes. Right, a stolen item is inaccessible to the nignav, so it's ain't a bishusa. So the any yisurei hanor are inaccessible to the owner. So bishurish ain't a bishusa. But this is a machlokes rishayim and a machlokes achrayim also. But it's rooted in perish machlokes rishayim. When you have yisurei hanor, do they become ain't a shaloi, ownerless, the new part? Oh no, it's only ain't a bishusa, but it's not ain't a shaloi. That's a big machlokes. By Avodah Zarah, there is no Yisra Achimah. Let's say someone worships the book, he worships the table, he worships something that's a hat, he worships something that's the chlal, not food. You're going to say there's no Yisra? No, Avodah Zarah is Asa Bahanoah, whatever it happens to be. It's not that it's an Yisra Achimah that's even Asa Bahanoah.
It's not Avodah Zarah, it's also
we to worship Avodah Zarah. Let's say Hanochri worships Avodah Zarah, becomes also Banor. Now the Yid is not allowed to get Hanor. There isn't really a prohibition to eat Avodah Zarah. If it happens to be an ice cream, if it's food and I eat it, so eating it is a form of getting Hanor, but it's not that you're not allowed to eat because also Bachila. It's not also Bachila, it's really only also Banor. Why? Because Avodah Zarah applies even to items that are not edible, b'chlal. It applies to a tape recorder. Let's say the Nochri worships potatoes, and the potatoes become Asa Bahanoah, and then someone cooks them in a pot. Will it be a din of Tam Ki Iker? Maybe not. The halacha that it makes treif is if the thing is Asa Bachila. If it's Macholos Asura, then it's a din of Tam Ki Iker. If it's not Asa Bachila, it's only Asa Bahanoah. And I'm going to cook potatoes later, so I'm not getting Hanor from the... I'm not getting Hanor from it. It's only Asa Bachila. We're talking about things that are Asa Bachila and also Bahanor. So then the Rambam says that there's no Malkus on the Hanor. We have something that's only Asa Bahanor. It's not Asa Bachila at all. Achila is one of the many forms of Hanor. But it's not, basically, it's not an Isra Achila, it's an Isra Hanor. So then the Isra Hanor is the Iker Isra. Then you get Malkus on the Hanor. But if you have macholos asuras that are also asabanoah, then the Rambam writes this chiddush that you only get malchus on the achila and you don't get malchus on the hanor. So the pashtus is that the Rambam got everything from these mishnayos. The fact that the Mishnah made exera that it's asabachila 2 hours before chatzos and Erev Pesach and asabanoah 1 hour before. So the pashtus is that the Mishnah indicates that the Yisra achilas chometz and Erev Pesach is more chomet than the Yisra hanor. What sense is a mochomet? Here there's Malkus and here there's no Malkus. So that shows, number one, that there's an Issa Lav on eating Chometz Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Halacha Kerev Yudah, that there is an Issa Lav. And number two, it shows the Malkus for the other famous Rambam, that if you get Hanoah from Acholos Hasuras, that are also Bachila Hanoah, you won't get Malkus on Hanoah. You only get Malkus on Achila. Not on Hanoah, that's a secondary Issa. It's an Issa Tafel. You only get Malkus on Iker Issa, which is the Achila. Hanoah is an Issa Tafel. Why? A third Tana. He says the Tana in the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah represents a third Tana. There's Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon, and then the Mishnah has a compromise. So the Rambam's not at fault. He's innocent. He's just quoting the Mishnayis. That's what it says in the Mishnayis. The Mishnah represents a third Tana who made a compromise between half like Rav Shimon, half like Rav Yudah. The Gemara says, right? Right. The Gemara says there's only kares and achila. There's no kares. So the Tesis is led to believe, Tesis goes to Rabbi Natami Masechus Nida, who says that the other Inuim are only Medirabbana. If they would have been their eyes, it would have been kares. So this prompts the Rabbi Natami to say that the prohibition against wearing shoes and bathing and all the other Inuim on Yom Kippur is only Medirabbana. But the Rambam is Mashma not, so everything is their eyes.
Yeah.
And still, right? One gets kares and one doesn't get kares.
Right.
You have by dam also like that. You have psukim that you're not allowed to eat dam. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemaras, if you eat dam shanashama yotibo, or dam halev, that's kares. But if you take a piece of meat, the blood in the capillaries, not the blood in the arteries, the blood in the capillaries, and you squeeze it out, and you drink it, that's only malchus. There's no kares on that. You have a lot of times like that. You have a pasuk that's written with stoma and includes a lot of things. And some of the things have malchus, and some things don't. Some have kares, some of them don't. You split b'nei bay within the pasuk. When is the Zman of Achilas Karpas Pesach? The Zman of Akrovs Karpas Pesach is only after Hatzai. You don't pass them like that. One version of Ben Besere, Mar had a Havamina there, that you either bring the Karpas Pesach in the morning, but we pass them, you have to bring in the afternoon. The Hatzid is supposed to bring in after the Tomei Shel Ben Avayim. It's the only carbon that's brought after Tomei Shel Ben Avayim. And Bidiyevit, if you brought it before Tomei Shel Ben Avayim, it's also good Bidiyevit, as long as it's after Hatzai. But the Shabbos, when is the Zman of Achilas Karpas Pesach? So the Gemara says, "V'achlus abasa here on mem aleph on the days on the bottom." The Gemara darshens from the pasuk, "V'achlus abasa balayla za balayla et bayom lo." That if you eat korban pesach in the daytime, you're over in Isser Esther. It's not permissible to eat the korban pesach in the daytime. Not only that, you're not yoy to the mitzvah. It says, "V'achlus abasa balayla hazeh." So I already know from that pasuk, "V'achlus abasa balayla hazeh." You're only yoy to the mitzvah of korban pesach if you eat it balayla. If you eat it bayom, you're not yoy to korban pesach. See, you're not Yotzeh. So I'll leave over. I'll divide the Korban Pesach in half. We'll have a snack on the Pesach, just Tomech Ein Zochel. Just have a snack to get us prepared. And then we'll come home from davening at night. Then we'll sit down, we'll eat a kazayis. You don't have to eat two kazayis. We'll have one kazayis by Yom. So the Gemara says, no. Not only do you say that if you eat by Yom, you're not Yotzeh, Yochel Sabasa Balayla Azeh. No, it's prohibited. Balayla and Bayom Lots, and Isser Esther, you're not allowed to eat any of the Korban Pesach Bayom. That's the Shaila, what's the nature of that din? So the Yosameach writes in his Sefer on the Rambam that when he was younger, he used to have an Einfall, he used to have an idea, and then when he got older, he decided that he realized that it's not correct. He had an Einfall. There is a Machlekes HaTanoim in the end of the Mesitza between Ablozov and Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. The din is that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight, by Chatzos. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, that's on Kuf Chof HaMeveis. Whether that din is in Brachos, also on the first Perek in Brachos, that's Testament Aleph. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Chatzos is a din deraisa or a din derabbana. Pashtus is it's only a din with the Rabbana, Kedei Laharchi Kasot, the Menavera, the first Mishnah in Brachos. We're afraid that if he's going to eat it, if we'll permit people to eat the Korban Pesach after Hatzai, so they'll hold you a whole night and they'll be saying Divrei Torah, Gematrios and Rosh Hashanah, and they won't get to eat the Korban Pesach. The left Alos Hashachah will be in Isser Kares. If you eat nicer after Alos Hashachah, after Alos Hashachah is pitch black outside. You can't really tell, unless you have a watch and you know what time Alos Hashachah is. But if you don't have a watch, you didn't have watches, so it's very easy to make a mistake. So the Pashtus is that the prohibition against eating Korban Pesach after Chatzos only the Rabbah. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Ablozov and Azariah insists, no. That is a din deraisa. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach. By Chatzos is a din deraisa. Learn that from Exeris HaKos. The Gemara says in Zvachim on Daf Nun Zayin that the Mishnah is El Mekoyman. That's in the Siddur. Semekom Shal Zvachim follows Ablozov and Azariah because it says in a double negative, a Pesach Eino Nechel Ela Ad Chatzos. Sounds like it's very serious business. Yeah. Sounds like it's a din deraisa. If it's only a din derabanan, so it should say, ein nechel mitzat pesach hachachatzoi. But with a double negative, a pesach ein nechel elo atchatzoi, sounds like it's a real issa deraisa. So that's what prompts Tosfos to raise the question. Maybe we should pass in halacha kerblazim and azariah. Yesh mefarshim nikach halacha da stam mishnah kavasei. You have a stam mishnah like kerblazim and azariah. What's the difference? Whether you hold that chatzoi, that you have to finish the korban pesach, by Chatzos had a din deraisa, din derabbana. The Gemara says, "Chafdan afkamina for matzah." Why by matzah? If chatzeres is only a gzeira de rabbanon, kidei laharchi kusad min ho avere, so that's, it's only an avere to eat the korban pesach after alos hashachar. It'll be an avere of koreis because you're eating noisa. But if you eat the matzah after alos hashachar, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's a tragedy. All year long, he hasn't eaten matzah since last pesach. And now it comes and he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. But you have no right to make a gzera de rabbanon because you're afraid that people won't fulfill a mitzvah. But if you hold that chatzos is a din deraisa by the korban pesach, then you have a hekesh between matzah and mara. So if this between matzah and korban pesach. So if this man of korban pesach is chatzos min haTorah, and this man of matzah is chatzos min haTorah. So that's what the Gemara says. If you would say, if one were to assume halachic rablozim min azariah, oh my Rabbi, if you eat matzah this man azeh after chatzos, then you wouldn't be yotzei if the din would be like Rav Blazer ben Azariah, that chatzos is deraisa. If chatzos is only derabbanon, then you permitted lachatzila to eat the matzah after chatzos, you never made it zera derabbanon. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Or Sameach writes that the Tzirusai, he used to think the following. Even if you hold halachic Rav Blazer ben Azariah that chatzos is a din deraisa, all it means to say is that if you eat the korban pesach after chatzos, you're not yet in the mitzvah of korban pesach, but it's still you can eat it for Torah's kachim, for Torah's kachim kalim. So everyone should make sure that they eat a kazayis korban pesach before chatzos, and then whatever's left over after chatzos, you continue to eat after chatzos. You can't be yet to the mitzvah after chatzos if you didn't eat. Why should it doesn't become nicer till the morning? That's what the Gemara says in the first paragraph in Brachas. Even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That you cannot eat the korban pesach min haTorah. You're not yet to the mitzvah after chatzos, but it doesn't become nicer until alos hashachar. What do you mean it doesn't become nicer? What do you do with it in between? So that's what the Yeruah Sameach writes, that the Aldusa who used to think that you're permitted to eat it after chatzos halayla, even according to Blazim and Azariah, because you can eat it the Torah's kachim kal. Then he shows from the Gemara that it's not so. He didn't eat it yet. Balamor says like that, but that's a long story. Balamor has, at the end of Tzoch, Balamor has a long story. He claims that there's a historical reason why they prohibited, why did they say, why are you not permitted to eat anything after, what's the significance of Tam Pesach Lefi? So he says it's based on a historical consideration. So the Gemara says earlier, in Tzochim, that they always had eat the Korban Pesach in shifts, because you have to eat it in Yeratika only on the ground level. You can't eat it on high levels. Gagam Ali is Lenis Gatshu. And there wasn't simply enough room in the Yeratika to accommodate a few million Jews. 5-10 million Jews. They can't eat. There's no room. So they had to eat in shifts. So the first shift didn't have forever to eat. The first shift, second shift, the early shifts had to eat quickly. And after they finished the benching, the third coast, they kicked them out. And they set time for the second shift to begin their Kiddush, to begin their Seder. They waited already an hour and a half. They want to start their Seder. So where did the first group go? So they had to go somewhere else to finish Hallel and to have the fourth cup of wine. So they had to go somewhere, to the rooftop, wherever they had to go. So the Balamar says they may start looking and looking, may not find the location, so they'll go to sleep. So you want to make sure that they don't forget to have the fourth cup of wine with the second half of the Hallel. So we say, so that will remind him that I got to finish the Seder. I didn't finish the Seder yet. But he says, but once you finish the fourth cup of wine, you finish the Seder. So he says, hey, have another party. Eat whatever you want. The only reason why we don't allow is to serve as a reminder that you have to finish the Seder. Once you finish, you can brush your teeth with Colgate. No problem on taking out the Tom Corbin Pesach with feet. Usually we don't learn like that. Usually we learn, no, that's a heathen mitzvah. Yeah. That he goes to sleep with the Tam Pesach B'Ziv, of his manazeh, he goes to sleep with the Tam Matzah B'Ziv. and lingers on longer, it shows chavivus on this. But the Balamor learns that's not a chavivus on this. It's to remind him, because he's going to go hunting for another location. Where am I going to finish my Seder? He may go to a place, there'll be a different group of them. They may go to another location, different group. They may decide, I'm going to sleep. So to remind him that he shouldn't forget, that's the Balamor writes like that. Avnei Nezim and the Tshuva also assumes like that. The Peledik Avnei Nezim. And the Pashtus is not like the Avnei Nezim. Pashtus says that we don't accept this Balamor. Shulchan Aruch says even after you finish the whole Seder, you're not allowed to eat anything else. That's a pellet that Avnei Nezer is up to. Okay. That's Avnei Nezer's original chiddush. If you're like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, say after Chatzos everything is over, so you can do whatever you want. Yes, but it doesn't say that in it. Yeah. So here the Yosef Mech writes this chiddush. He says that when he was younger, he always used to think that the halacha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to eat the korban pesach by Chatzos, just means if you eat after Chatzos, you're not yoy. So you have to make sure you have a kazayit before. But there's no prohibition in eating the leftovers until Alois HaShachar. It doesn't become Nisra Belin until Alois HaShachar. If you eat it after Chatzos, you'll be eating it B'Toras Kachim Kalim. B'Toras Achilas Kachim, those are key mamis. It won't be the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. It'll be the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. Then he points out that he came to the realization that it's not true, that there's a Gemara on Daf Ayin, that's Mashma Natsa. The Gemara says that a Pesach after Chatzos mitami is hayadayim sa Mishnah. After Chatzos, the Korban Pesach is mitami is hayadayim, like Noiser. That's Zerem in the Rabbanu. That it's mitami is hayadayim to encourage the Kohanim, not to encourage everybody, not to allow anything to become Nifsa Belino. So, Frek Takasha, so the Gemara says, Dishleim, if you hold like Rav Lozim and Azari, that it's a din deraisa that you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos. So we understand why the Mishnah says, HaPesach HaChatzos Matam Mishayadai. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, here the Mishnah is over here. And Kufchof on the base. HaPesach HaChatzos Matam Mishayadai, because HaPigol Manas Matam Mishayadai. So the Gemara is earlier. So the Gemara says, Bishleim, if you hold like Rabbi Lozim and Azari, that Chatzos is a din deraisa, I understand why it's Matam Mishayadai. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, it's only a din with Rabbanon. Why is it Matam Mishayadai? The Gemara says, and if it's only the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon is Matam Sayyidayim also. So he says, why did Umar think originally it should make a difference? So you see that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's a din deraisa that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach for Torah's Kachim Kalim. And it's included in this same Pasuk on Memala from the days. That the Umar quotes, V'achlos habasa balayla, balayla v'lo bayov. You're not permitted to cut the Korban Pesach in half, eat a little bit on Erev Pesach, and either Kazai's Balayla. You're not allowed to do that. Why? It's not just that then you're not yoytze Korban Pesach Bayom. You're not permitted to eat Korban Pesach v'toras kochim kalim. So the same Pasuk teaches you that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Just like you're not allowed to eat it Bayom, you're not allowed to eat it Balayla after Chatzos. You can only eat the Korban Pesach in a fashion whereby you're being yoytze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach v'toras kochim kalim. That's what you learn out from that Pasuk.
Place by an nefla ilu of Chatzos is set in a different context because a poir by Maser Vateisa, Kodesh and Kalim, they group together. Then you separate them, that within the Kodesh and Kalim, everyone has a different status.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not necessarily mean by an nefla ilu of Chatzos because otherwise it's got to be as a deraisa.
No, that's the Gemara in Zvachim makes that deal. Gemara says the fact that it's written such a sharp Loshen, a double negative, has the mashmos that it's deraisa. If the Tana only meant what you said to make a contrast, he would have toned it down. Na Pesach, nechel kaidem chasoy. Ena nechel kol ayoy. Ena nechel kaidem chasoy. The fact that he writes it's such a double negative, such a sharp Loshen, so the Gemara in Zvachim is medayik that if the Mishnah goes like Rav Lozim and Azariah, and that's why Tesis quotes some Bali HaTesis, thought that should be the halacha, that it's a din deraisa. Yeah, here, this Gemara that says you're not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach, Bayom, that means, Bayom means before your Makabel Kedushas HaYom of Yontif. Let's say somebody's Makabel Pesach Yontif.
Yeah.
That doesn't say the Farish in the Gemara that you can't eat the Korban Pesach. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're Makabel Tosefis Yontif, So it's Pesach. Then you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach by Yom.
Just like Kiddush, Rishonim.
Just like Kiddush, yeah. So that's a machlekes in Rishonim. That's not the favorite in the Gemara. The Gemara here, Mem Aleph and the base goes, Vachlos Habasa, Balayla, Balayla, and Bayom, Lo, means you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
What if you're a Mekabel Kedushas HaYom of Pesach, and you want to eat it by Yom? You want to make Kiddush and start to say it by Yom? That doesn't really say in the Gemara. That's the Taisus has that. On the first Mishnah in Arve Psochim, it says, Erev Psochim, Arve Psochim, Lo Yochel Adam, Ad Shetechshach. You shouldn't begin the meal Ad Shetechshach, till it gets good and dark, till it's absolutely night. Maze Ad Shetechshach? The Taisus claims that's Kiddush. Ad Shetechshach means, unlike every other Shabbos and Yontem that you make Kiddush, the Bol Yom, after Plaga Mincha, it ain't Kiddush, Elam HaMakom Stud, you can start the meal. And then, in Shalom Hold, you can even finish the meal and bench when the sun is still shining. The Taisus says, but on Pesach night, you can't do it, because the Mishnah says, Ad Shetechshach. What is that based on? So that's what Taisus develops, the whole idea. Because the Pasuk says, Rachlos HaBosa Balayla. Balayla means Laila, not Yom. That there is, the Mishnah Megillah has a list of mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled by Yom. Kiyas Shofar can only be by Yom. Lulav can only be by Yom. Then you have other mitzvahs that are only Balayla. Sfiras Ayin is supposed to be Balayla. And Korban Pesach, Taisus says, is supposed to be Balayla. And if you're going to eat the Korban Pesach during this man of Tosefes, that's not Balayla, it has to be Balayla. That's what Taisus is Mechadesh, based on the Lashon HaMishnah, that you shouldn't eat Ad Shetechshach. The Taisvei HaRosh in Brochus on Daf Chav Zayin on the base, that's what Taisus quotes over here. On the Daf Tzadik Tes on the base, Ad Shetechshach, Taisus Dima Masla Shetechshach refers you to the Gemara Shabbos. In Brochus, Daf Chav Zayin on the base. Gemara says you can say Kiddush after Plaga Mincha when the sun is still shining, and then Kiddush Mamakam Studi, you start the meal, and you finish the meal, shine, Rav Tzolvi Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, but on that Daf, No, the Gemara says in Sukkah that Malach is only an Isser Esse. During his man of Tosefes, it's only an Isser Esse, it's not an Isser Moise. Shabbos, yeah.
Also.
Shabbos, if there is a din of Tosefes, the Rambam denies the whole din of Tosefes. No obligation, and it's mashma not even chal. Even if you volunteer, it's mashma, the Rambam is not even chal. But Tosefes seems to hold that it's an obligation in a Torah to be Moise Mechoy Lala Kodesh on Shabbos and Yonta, but still, there's only an Isser Esse. There's no Issa Lav, and there wouldn't be any Issa Koris if you do Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's only an Esser. So the Shaila is it really so that you can't begin to eat until Ad Shetechshach? So that's what Taisus claim. That's the connotation of the Mishnah. The Taisvi HaRosh. No. Shabbos, they say, you can say Kiddush.
Shabbos ain't a Pesach.
You can make Tosefes for Pesach also. You can make Tosefes for Pesach also, but you can't be over the mitzvahs Matzah or the mitzvahs Korban Pesach or any of the mitzvahs Halayla. Because all the mitzvahs have to be Ad Shetechshach, all the mitzvahs have to be Balayla. And the Tosefes HaRosh in Brochus disagrees. Tosefes says, where does it say like that? Manash Tana. If he can be Yotze Suda Shabbos during this man of Tosefes, he thinks he can be Yotze Korban Pesach also. Right, so the Tosefes HaRosh says, Be'erev just means at the beginning of Yom Tov to the exclusion of in the morning. If thou lost Hashachi, you're not Yotze. But if you're Mekabel Yom Tov early, that is Be'erev. Be'erev means the Haskolas Kedushas Hayom of the Yom Tov. To the exclusion of the morning of Tezva, but it doesn't come to the exclusion of the daytime of Yudalid when you mekabel Tosefes Yontif. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, they only quote the Taisus opinion. They only quote Taisus Shita, that you can't fulfill any in the mitzvah Halayla before Ad Shetechshach. So the Kiddush and the Arba Kaisis and the Sifis and time, everything has to be Balayla. But the Taisvei HaRosh disagrees on everything. Taisvei HaRosh and Brachas, he's not convinced. He says when the Gemara says on Mem Aleph on the day, he said you can't eat the Korban Pesach by Yom. Brachas about the Balayla is a Balayla by Yom Lo. It means by Yom before you mekabel Tosefes Yom. Once you make a Mechayla la Kodesh, it's not Laila, but it's Pesach, so it's Kodesh, yeah. So he holds that you may begin to eat all the mitzvahs HaLaila, right? That's a shaila if you hold, the Gemara said on that daf, the very end, if you hold like Rav Lozem and Azariah, and Taisus quotes, they Rav Rishonim of Paschal, like Rav Dan, Kuf Kof, Amabei, So then the Gemara says, not only does the Din D'Oraisa apply to Korban Pesach, that you have to finish eating by Chatzos, by midnight, it even applies to Matzah, because you have the Hekesh, Kim De'iskish LePesach KePesach Domi. There's a Hekesh, a comparison between Achilas Matzah and Achilas Korban Pesach. So the Ramah quotes a Ran from Maseches Megillah, who quotes the Balei HaTosfos. We don't have it in Tosfos. The Ran quotes in the name of the Balei HaTosfos that this Hekesh between Matzah and Pesach is not restricted only to Matzah. He thinks it applies to all the mitzvahs halayla. The Matzah with the Morah, with the Arba Kaisis, with the whole Sipitzius Mitzrayim. So that's what the Ramah quotes, that there's a Chumrah if you put two and two together. If you're Machmer, maybe the Halacha Rav Lozim and Azariah, and the Gemara says you hold like Rav Lozim and Azariah, not only is it a Din D'Oraisa, so you have to finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzos Min HaTorah, you have to finish the Matzah before Chatzos HaLaila as well. So then the Tosfos and Megillah, quoted by the Ran, says you have to finish all the Arba Kaisis. The whole CPC says you have to finish everything. You have to finish the whole Haggadah. The Chad Gadi with Echad Miyadeh, that's not part of the Haggadah. But the drinking of the fourth cup at the conclusion of the Hallel, so the Ran quotes this opinion from the Balei HaTosfos, recommended, you should try to finish everything by Chatzos HaLaila. The Bichosh Yishushitas Rav Lozan Ben Azari.
Yeah.
Okay. Akash and Ferrell, thank you. This is this year's journal.